The stories coming from our elders talk about when the animals were created. I think it was Talking God who created the sheep. And he took down some clouds and shaped the body of the sheep. And then he took some willows and stuck them in as the leg of the sheep. And then, of course, he put rainbows as its hooves. He took some plants and placed them in the head of the sheep for the ears. And then he found some rock crystal and placed them in the eyes. And then after that, he blew breath into the sheep. He said, "The sheep will come to you at a later time. There's one already that is among you, which is the bighorn sheep that was created earlier. But this sheep will be given to you by a holy person who will bring you this sheep. And when you get that sheep, you will always forever prosper as a people, as a nation. So you must never let that sheep die. Because with the sheep, you will always prosper in life. It will provide you with everything in life that you'll ever need. Because to us, sheep is life in every way, even down to the dung. We use it to protect ourselves. Like when we go on travel, you know, you get some sheep dung, bless yourself with it. And you say, I'll always come back here safe and sound. And that's how we protect ourselves with the sheep. And that's why when I bring the youth to the sheep corral, and they say, oh, it stinks, you know, and they close their nose. And then I tell them the story about how the bighorn sheep survived all destructions. And then when you get to show them everything that is made with sheep, because a lot of them don't know that before, you know, we've made everything from sheep. Not only just the clothing and the shoes and bedrolls and everything, sinew to sew your clothing, and everything was eaten, even inside the hooves. And then the hooves were made into rattles for different ceremonies. The Choro sheep, when that came to us, I guess that was the person that brought the Choro sheep to us, was the holy individual that was supposed to bring it to us. And that's how we acquired the sheep.
When you're weaving, you have to think about your pattern from the middle. You always have to keep your mind in the middle of it. That way, the weaving grows out of the center of your mind, and you can put your prayers in it.
My grandmother always used to weave saddle blankets for my grandfather. She was not only happy to weave a new saddle blanket for him, but she always said that she left either a pollen knot, a strand of her hair, and also sometimes some hummingbird feathers, just for safe travel, so that the horse can also be as swift as the hummingbird, and that he will always come back to me, she said, and that the horse and the rider will always be healthy and strong and endure wherever they go. One of the songs that my grandfather used to always sing right before he rode off, kind of went somehow like, "Shiliye aneye aneye aneye, shiliye aneye aneye, shiliye aneye aneye aneye, shiliye aneye aneye."